It's that Less Than Average Below Par radio show with Tom Adoli on Triple M.
Stupid management.
The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie.
I just called to say.
It's called a plumpkin, apparently.
A plumpkin.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
That's an interesting one. How are you, Ol?
Feeling good, Tom. Obviously, it's a Wednesday and the week's ticking along and I'm feeling great. But more importantly, after last night's show, man, a lot of hammering was going on in your direction.
Yeah.
I won't bring up the topic because we all heard it last night, probably. Yeah. It was a fashion aspect about you. How are you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling fine, Ollie, because it's Wacky Wednesday. Hey, hello everyone and welcome to a Wacky Wednesday.
You just never know what's going to happen.
Every time we put on this song, we sing, and we don't know if it's good or shit.
Yeah, it's probably shit. So, Tom, on a Wednesday, Deep Thought of the Week is always a favourite of yours.
Oh, yes. Jump in that pondering pond.
That'll be about an hour away.
I've had a lot of deep thoughts this week.
Oh, okay.
Some not amazing.
Let's change it to Deep Anxiety Thoughts of the Week, because that'll be really fun.
We'll also find out your unique punishments, which I'm excited about. This dad. It's done a very good punishment to his child, I reckon. I like it.
To start the show, Tom...
Wacky music?
I want to help... this is serious, Tom. I've got an issue with my Mac. I want to bring back Tom's Tech Tips.
No.
You're an Apple expert.
No.
You used to work there for how many years?
I'm not doing Tom's Tech Tips.
Mate, you are doing it. Me and Belle have agreed about that. Our producer have agreed. It's helpful for me because I have an issue. But every man and his dog out there has got an iPhone. Every second punter has an iPhone... or a Mac or an iPad. Now's your chance on 13353 to give us a buzz. Ask Tom if he can help you.
Sorry.
Who's
I just have to get this. It's me calling saying I don't want to do this stupid segment.
Bad luck, mate. You are tech support right now and I have an issue. I've got my Mac here ready to show you the issue I'm having with it. It's about the mail app.
Okay.
But 13353, if you have an issue, call now. Tom, help you out.
That's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. The one I love. It's you, Ollie.
Wow. Thanks, Tom.
No worries. REM, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. By the way, if you're up for a bit of shocking vision, head over to the Facebook or Instagram page at Tom and Ollie with a Y, and you can see Ollie receive a special gift from his mother.
You know what? You've got to watch it because I endured a lot of queasiness. I did feel sick. This is about 2 nights ago now on Naughty After 9. We filmed it, so it's now up there online. It's worth seeing because otherwise I've gone through this anguish for no reason. So check it out.
It's so worth seeing.
One of the comments already said, this is the best thing to ever happen.
Yep.
So that was a quote. Now, Tom, I'm surprised to hear you say you love me because we're doing a segment here that you don't always love.
No,
but you've got to be honest.
I don't get this.
You're an Apple fanatic.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
You've got the ecosystem, as you call it.
Yeah, well.
Let's list them off again. You got the Mac?
Yeah, I got the Mac.
You got the laptop or is that the Mac?
Okay, call it by their names. I've got the iMac.
iMac is the desktop.
Yes.
Okay, so you got the Mac, which is the laptop?
It's a MacBook Pro with Touch Bar.
You got an iPhone?
Yeah.
iPhone X, 10.
Yep.
You got the watch?
I'm not going to play the sound effects because it's going to get annoying.
Yeah, you got the watch?
Apple Watch.
Apple Watch version 2, the latest one?
Series 3, yeah, with cellular, of course.
Sure. We've said the iPad. You've got
no, you haven't said the
iPad.
Oh,
the iPad. Okay, so that's
iPad.
5. You've got an Apple TV.
Yep.
You've got the HomePod now.
Got the HomePod.
Which is the 6th item.
Got the AirPods.
AirPods, which are the fancy headphones.
Yeah.
Is that everything? Have you clocked it? Have you got everything?
I think I've clocked it, yeah.
So here's the deal. Everyone's got an Apple.
It's super
Everyone's
sad.
Got an iPhone, right? They're so common. Yeah. I figure, why not make the use of your skills? And you downplay it because you're modest, but you're very good at this stuff.
I hate it so much.
You're an expert when it comes to Apple. Now, I want to open the phones up, 13353. If you have an issue with your phone,
no, please don't
hopefully
call.
The phone works. Maybe you can't call because of that. But Tom will help you out. Like in the past, we've done it. Tom's actually been very helpful. You've talked through steps. You've said, you know, go to settings. Go to your iCloud settings.
I've helped a lady with her iCloud photo library.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Good stuff. Now, here's my issue. That's just a sound effect, yeah?
Yeah, it's a sound effect.
My mail app, so you're going to mail.
Oh, God.
I can't quit it. It won't let me quit it. It's been open for like 2 weeks now. It's grayed out. The quit sign is grayed out.
Can you give me...
Can I bring it around?
Yeah, bring it around. I hate this so much. And this is yet another example of what how I reckon radio,
you know, it's funny.
This radio show is just like a community radio station.
People on radio always say, oh, I hate this. And they're kind of obviously, they're hamming it up. But you genuinely hate this.
I just dislike it.
Anyway, so there's my Mac. Why isn't the quit? Why can't I quit mail?
Have you tried force quitting mail?
No, how do you do that?
You don't know how to force quit stuff?
No.
It's like control alt delete on a Mac.
Don't yell at me. It's like...
You press option, command, escape. That will bring up...
I shouldn't need to do that, should I?
Mate, well, there's just an issue with it, isn't there?
So, option, command, escape, and now I can close... It will close mail.
Yeah, so this brings up your force quit window.
Yeah.
You can see here you've got Mail, Safari, Spotify, and Finder all open. Finder is always open.
And the Triple M app, obviously.
Yep. You can get that from the App Store.
Yeah.
So, all I'm just going to do is hit force quit here on Mail.
Yeah.
Hit force quit, and the Mail app will close.
Okay, that's easy, but why,
can you
would,
go around to your
why
side
was it not
this?
Closing?
I don't know why it wasn't closing. Sometimes there's just a few bugs in the system. When was the last time you updated your software?
I've tried to restart the computer, but it won't let me because the mail won't close. See, it's a vicious loop. Man, it's your system.
It's the most boring radio we've ever done.
Well, 133353, people are going to definitely call up
no,
now.
No, they're not.
No one has
no, they're
called.
Not.
No one has called yet.
It's
which
not
is
good radio.
But people do want their phones fixed.
No matter how much you push Tom's Tech Tips, and no matter how much you want people to call up with their problems of devices, they're not going to because they're smart.
I'm grateful even if it's just for getting my mail app closed. It's helped me out.
So that was purely selfish?
National Radio. Well, I mean, you have helped me and I appreciate that. But 133353, surely you've got an issue with your phone or your Mac or maybe an iPad.
Oh,
maybe your EarPods don't connect.
AirPods.
AirPods don't connect. Maybe your Apple TV is lagging.
Oh, God.
Because mine lag. My Apple TV is lagging. What's with that?
It's old.
It won't
try
to AirPlay.
It's my old one that I sold to you, and it's years old.
Yeah, but why is it? So it's just too old.
Yeah, mate.
All right.
By the way, if you do have any...
Mate, calls are coming in now.
Yeah, okay. If you do have any issues with applications on your Mac computer, option, command, escape will bring up the force quit window.
Option, command, escape. Yeah, great.
Can we play some music
calls
now, please?
Calls are coming in, man. Yeah, 133353. We'll play Metallica. But any Mac concerns or even any tech concerns in general, do you do Android or...
Okay, can we just get to the song?
Do you do Android?
133353 with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. All the way from 1991. It's Enter Sandman, Metallica. Yeah. Hope you're having a good evening. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. And make sure you head over to the Facebook pages and check out Ollie's video of the gift he received from his mum.
Well, I didn't film it, Tom. You filmed it and edited it because you're the tech guy.
It's quite a pain in the ass, isn't it?
It's a real pain in the ass, the video, Tom. It really is. But check it out.
Yep.
Mate, off to a fly here. Already managed to close my mail app thanks to you. You're an Apple genius. Not officially, though. You never were a genius, were you?
No, I was never a genius, Ollie. I did every other thing in the store, though,
answer
at Apple.
Answered
the phones, said hello, sold products, did some workshops.
You said answered the phones and said hello as like you're proud of it just then?
No, answered the phone, said hello at the front of the store. And yeah, I'm proud of it.
Well, you worked in one of the biggest shopping centres in the country in the Apple store there, so you've seen a lot of customers.
Yep.
And yet there are more out there on 133353.
What are we doing here?
People want to seek your help with your Apple skills, your Apple knowledge to get their tech fixed.
What do you
call
it?
So if you have a phone, it's Tom's Tech Tips. If you've got a phone issue, iPhone particularly, you're saying you won't do Android because you're biased.
This is like talking to my parents about computers and the internet.
This is the thing with you young kids, you go into the computer and you fix it, but you don't show me how to fix it. So command, option, tab?
Option, command, escape.
Option, okay, so that's how you force quit. Anyway, Carla, I'm on 333.
Sorry, just before we go to that, our friend Craig has literally messaged in saying, can I option command escape this segment?
No, you can't, Craig. Thanks for the call. But Carla has an issue on 133353. Carla, do you want to speak to Tom, our genius?
Oh. Yes, I do. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Carla.
Come on.
I've got a problem with, I want to know how to clear multiple emails from my...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, at once. Can you do it at once or they have to be done individually?
Is this on your phone or on your computer, Carla?
It's on my phone. You wanted to know that.
Yeah. Is it an iPhone?
Yes, it is.
So you want to clear multiple emails at once?
Yes.
All right. If you go into your inbox, up the top right, there's a little button that says edit.
Yes.
If you press edit, it'll then bring up some circles next to each of the emails. You can tap on each of those. And then down the bottom right-hand corner, there's a thing that says bin.
No, I thought there may be a way to just press something to get rid of them all at once. Not.
Oh, you want to bin them all?
Yes.
There is a way you can do that.
Yes.
How do we do it, Tom? Come on.
Once you go up
the... pizzazz,
up the okay, don't tell me how to deliver this, okay? Up the top right, edit. Down the bottom left, mark all.
Yes.
Oh, no, that's not it.
Oh, no. This has never happened before. You've been stumped.
Oh, my God. How do we delete all?
This segment only works if Tom knows everything about Apple.
I don't know if you can.
Can't you just go control all on your Mac?
There is a way. Carly, do you mind staying on the phone and I'll get back to you?
Okay, Tom, no problem.
Okay, thanks.
We're going to race through to Matt here. Matt on 133353, what's your tech issue for Tom Bainbridge?
Yeah, g'day, lads. So, I take a video of myself doing something outrageous.
Okay.
And my audio doesn't play back when I look back at the video.
That's annoying. That would grind my gears. Oh, no. Stumped again.
What, so the audio doesn't play in the video?
No. It doesn't play at all.
Is this for all videos?
All videos that I take.
Yeah, you know, it's either. Have you tried restoring your software?
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be hard. Can people hear you on phone calls?
People can hear me on phone calls. Speakerphone works, no worries. Everything else works, sweet as a nut, mate.
Do you have a Bluetooth device connected while you're taking a video?
I can actually put my headphones in and I get audio through that way. But no audio after that. Like if I take the headphones out and just try and speak normal.
When was the last time you updated your software?
I think it was only a couple of days ago.
Oh, well, there you go. See, Tom, what's happening here?
I can't help you.
All right, well, last one here from Tony. You got the new iPhone, Tony.
I have, mate, the iPhone 8, and I'm trying to upload or whatever you bloody call it from the old iPhone to the new iPhone.
Yeah.
And it's only going to January 2017. Anything more than that won't go on to the new iPhone.
There's so many things it could be.
Oh, that's great help.
You've sold nothing so far.
Yeah, but there's so many things it could be.
And? Where
Tony,
did you start?
Is it not backdating your older stuff before January, or are you talking since January, recently?
No, it's doing 2015, 2016, 2017.
Right.
But it's not doing 2018. Or the rest of 2017.
That's an iPhone 8, Tom. That's a new phone. That's what I've got. Then that's the newest one. Am I right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Well, it's not. There's the iPhone 10. But...
I need to see your device, Tony. You'll need to bring it into the store.
Tony, you have to come to the store, mate.
It's 3 out of 3. You've been fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tom, you've really killed Tom's tech tips because you haven't solved any issues.
Well, Gary has a solution for Matt. Gary. Yeah, Gary, yeah.
What do you got, Gary?
Yeah, no, a similar thing happened to me a while back, but where the charger port, when you plug your, it's like when you plug your phone into charge, you'll find that you can't get volume.
Right.
And I took it to a technician, and he replaced my charger port, and everything was fine. But, I could still talk on the phone, and so it's detecting that your phone is actually.
Bravo, Tom.
No.
You've done well today?
Never again.
You've done
we've
well.
We've done this last time, and I told you never again.
Normally you solve the issues. This time you failed. That's okay. You get it, you get a shot.
Carla, open the mail app, go to the folder you'd like to delete all the emails from, click edit and select one email, then press and hold move and uncheck the selected mail.
Boom.
That's how you delete all emails.
Apple genius over here. Tom, good try. No, good try. You can't win them all, man.
Oh, God. Up next, unique punishments. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Born to be wild. Steppenwolf, exactly what this radio show isn't. Wild after that one.
Tom,
it's Triple M's Tom and Ollie.
It's Wacky Wednesday, and let's just get amongst it.
You've really let the wind out of my sails with Tom's tech tips.
That was a cue then for you to play the Wacky Wednesday music and have a bit of fun. But you didn't want to... He's back now. There we go.
We'll get into Deep Thought of the Week very soon. The Pondering Pond for Wacky Wednesday, as well as how long should you keep your school uniform for? That's a shit question as well. 133353. I want to know about you. Your unique punishments.
I'm not a unique. What are you saying?
Your unique punishments.
Yeah. What's it? A unique when they snip off the... So you sing higher.
How about this? Old school parenting. Dad films bully son running 1.6 kilometers to school as punishment. Great headline. So this guy in the US, right? His name's Brian Thornhill. He was, he filmed his son running to school in the rain because he decided that his son, who was a bus bully.
A bus bully.
That's right. He was bullying on the bus. Got banned from the bus. Oh. So the dad's like, I will not have a bully son in my family. Sorry, it was probably more, I will not have a bully son in my family. And so he decided to make the 10-year-old son run to school.
It's good stuff.
I like it. Yeah. I think it's a good punishment.
Well, he's a bully, so he deserves it in a way.
He says, this right here is just old school, simple parenting. Teach your child a lesson. You don't have to kill him. You don't always have to beat him. Sometimes it sucks for him. And that's what teaches him. Oh,
you don't have to kill him. That's a bit of good advice there from Brian Thornhill.
I'm sure someone will get old Ben out of shape. Oh my God, child abuse, a child running. But this is just plain old school, simple parenting.
If you had been a naughty boy, Tom, and your parents made you run to
naughty
school, what would how would you have coped with that?
Oh, don't you dare.
I'm just asking how you would cope.
Let's not start off another night where I have insane amounts of negative comments
coming from that
side of the desk tonight.
Let's say you're a parent.
Yep.
Would you do this?
100%.
Really?
Yep, love it. I think it's great. The kid's a bully, make him run to school. If he can't catch the bus, he can run.
You wouldn't run with him. You'd drive alongside him.
Well, that's what the dad did.
Yeah, true.
I like the final bit of the story was he later uploaded another video of him running with his son and his daughter, saying that both kids wanted to run to school now. I don't know whether he's saying that or whether he coerces the kids into saying it because he's like, otherwise you'll be running to school for the rest of your life.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Stacey, we're talking about unique punishments and strange things that parents might pull out to get their kids into line. What have you been... subjected to?
When I was a kid, Mum used to make us sit on the floor with our noses pressed against the wall.
Oh,
so, like, we couldn't see the TV, we couldn't do anything. We just had to sit there with our noses pressed right up against the wall.
Didn't your nose get sore?
Yeah, and, like, you know, sometimes she would leave us there for hours.
Really?
Hours?
Just so she could get some peace and quiet. There was five of us kids.
It's quite torturous, yeah. Stacey, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and, like, you can't do anything because Mum was really, 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 really strict.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can't do anything. You can't get up and go get a glass of water or anything else like that. You just have to sit there.
Are you a parent now, Stacey?
I am. I've got one who's 18 months old.
Would you do similar stuff?
To the baby?
Oh, God, yeah. Yep.
You will, yep. Happened to me, so you're going to cop it as well.
133353. If you got a unique punishment, what happened to you as a kid or maybe something that you've pulled out these days? Give us a call, 133353.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Like the kid from Uncle Buck.
Where do you live?
In the city.
Do you have a house?
Apartment.
On a rent?
Rent.
They've got questions.
That's my job.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Jump on the blow-up, put the numbers 133353 into it, and give us a call if you've ever experienced a unique punishment. Or maybe you've even dished one out yourself. Andrew, what's happened with your tradie boss?
G'day, boys. No, I'm the boss.
Oh, no.
I run a pretty tight ship.
Oh, yeah.
I pick most of the boys up from the train station because they don't have licenses and things like that.
Oh, little buggers.
That's cute.
For every minute you are not where you're supposed to be, you spend 10 minutes sitting on a deck chair in my backyard on Saturday. So the record is 2.5 hours. He was 15 minutes late.
Oh.
So you don't get to play with your phone. You don't get your packet of cigarettes. You get nothing. You sit there and you be quiet.
Saturday's a day off, yeah? So they come in on a day off?
Yeah, on a day off, yeah. I don't work Saturday or Sunday, mate. It's against my religion.
Yeah, and they just sit there having a shit time.
Sit there, be quiet. Because if you want to waste my time Monday to Friday, I'll waste your time Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, Andrew.
Australia's best bloke.
Yeah.
They only done it once or twice. So,
but surely if a train's cancelled or delayed, they can't really.
No,
help
no,
that.
you call me if you've got a genuine excuse. No deal.
Right.
But if I'm sitting at the train station and you're supposed to get off the train that just pulled up and you didn't.
Yeah. Watch out for that deck chair.
Hey, Andrew, do you need a couple
of... That's what the boys used to say. When the boys are getting the car, you've been deck chair. They all used to giggle and laugh about it.
Hey, Andrew, do you need a couple of I'm on Smoko tats for on site?
What's that? I'm on Smoko...
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry.
Nah, go give them to him. They're famous, Andrew. I'm on Smoko tats. They're yours. Yep. You and the boys.
Bell, give him some I'm on Smoko tats for the lads on site.
133353. Unique punishments.
Tom and Ollie.
Buzz.
Triple M.
No.
It's truly, madly, deeply Polish club. Originally by Savage Garden, of course. Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
Oh, a bit of Married at First Sight in the studio. No, God, it's good, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Oh, Troy. Oh, I wasn't getting involved in the couple swap chat.
Can you plug what we actually want to plug right
oh,
now?
Oh, yeah. On Facebook is a video that we just posted. It's basically documenting the moment my mum gave me a sex toy. It's a video, and look, just as a quick summary, Michael has just commented saying, disturbing on so many levels, but FAF, funny AF, crying face. So look, it's apparently quite funny, thankfully, otherwise all that pain for nothing.
133353, we want your, this is a hard one, we want your unique punishments. We want your unique punishments.
Yeah. After the kid was filmed running to school. The dad made him run 1.6 km to school.
Yep.
Which look, good stuff.
He was a bus bully. That's how you treat a bus bully.
And bus bullies. I mean, I had train bullies at my school. No bus bullies.
Ooh, someone went into school in the inner city.
Oh, someone got a train to school. Rich.
Hey, Richard.
Hey, how you going there, guys?
Yeah.
Loving the show.
Thanks, mate. How's Wacky Wednesday for you going tonight?
Ah, mate, it's always wacky.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, a bit of this. Richard, what did you do with your punishment?
Well, yeah, when the kids are all little, they're all grown up now. They all had to have a bit of a turn at weeding the garden if they were in trouble.
Oh, no.
They'd hate to do that, wouldn't they?
And they had a bucket before you see the little faces coming up and they look like, you know, filled it. Dad, can I go? Yeah. And you just push it down the bottom and go, mate, back and fill it.
You're like a bully yourself. You come along and just push the weeds down and go, not full.
Yeah, well, the old man, he had a pretty evil sort of old man, and he reckons that was as cruel as he'd seen it. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's proud of you? That's my son. Bully
mate,
dad.
Making him weed the garden. Hey, Alan.
Hey.
How's your Wacky Wednesday?
Oh, that's pretty good. Just arriving, reach home, and having fun with you guys.
Oh, thanks, Alan. Hey, mate, what was a wacky or unique punishment that you've experienced?
Okay, I was 6 years old growing up back in Brazil.
Yeah.
And at that time, you could buy a bubble gum. That if you buy a bubble gum, you could actually get a World Cup soccer player picture or card.
Oh, yeah, cool.
So there was an entire collection, all the teams, so... We are trying to get all the players. So I lied to my father. I told him I need to buy a pencil. He gave me like $50. I went straight to the
$50 for a pencil?
Yes.
Yeah, good pencil.
And he gave me $50, bring the change. And I said, okay, I'm going to buy the rest of the change. I will use the change to buy the gums. Went back home. He said, okay, where's the change? No, I lost it.
Oh.
And he pressed me. I give it away, and he made me chew all every single bubblegum at once.
How many pieces of gum was it, Alan?
I can't remember. I was choking, and my grandma said, don't do it. This kid is going to end up in the hospital.
Oh. Was it worth it, Alan, for the cards?
No, he torn all the cards and threw it away.
Oh, well, it's wacky.
Well, that's Brazil. That would have been Pele back in the day, Pele card.
Hey, Dan.
G'day, how you going?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
That's good. What's your unique punishment?
So my old man had two. One was he'd use on a regular basis when my sister or I would break our curfew and come home too late.
Yeah.
He'd get the ride on lawnmower, 6 o'clock on a Sunday morning, park it outside our bedroom window with a full tank of petrol and leave it there until it ran out of fuel.
Oh my God, it's so expensive but so good.
How long would it run for, do you reckon, Dan?
Couple of hours.
Oh.
There's nothing worse.
And you're tossing and turning in bed, you know, in the morning trying to sleep.
Yeah, hungover.
Hungover. After a late one. How old is this kind of thing happening?
Mid to late teens.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Was there another one?
Days, hey?
Yeah, the other one was a one-off. My sister and I were arguing early on a Sunday morning in the dead of winter, and he'd had enough, so he got up. So he locked us in the backyard in the dead of winter, ice on the ground, and gave us one blanket and said, you can learn to get along or you can freeze to death.
Oh, wow.
Just button up. That's pretty full on.
Those kids froze to death. All good, though.
Dead of winter is such a good phrase, by the way.
It was the dead of winter.
It was the dead of winter. I've got some music for that, actually. It was the dead of winter.
Just play what's in the log, mate. Just play Cold Chisel, I reckon.
Yeah, but how about this? It was the dead of winter.
Then what?
Don't have anything else. If you've got any more unique punishments, we want to hear from you. 133353. That's our number. Give us a call. Talk to us. We love you. We have questions.
Whoa, full on.
It's Tom and Ollie. It's Triple M Wacky Wednesday. Hey, it's Cold Chisel standing on the outside. Triple M's Tom and Ollie here. Stick around. We've got more unique punishments to come. More unique punishments. And hey, if you've got one, just still time to call. Chat to our lovely producer, Belle, on 133353.
But this right here ain't no punishment. This is Screaming Jets with Shivers.
Oh, good one. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Shivers, Screaming Jets. Spend time on air working, spend time off air doing a bit of email.
Mate, Tom's tech tips is living
it's ridiculous.
Living on during the songs. You've got Roger insane. On the phone having a chat to you about deleting emails. Yeah, How'd you go?
It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Look, we're semi-way through the process.
Troubleshooting.
It's a lot of troubleshooting. We're in the wrong section when we wanted to delete all the emails. So we'll get him in the right section, then we'll try again.
Roger's a bit older, is he?
Yeah.
We're talking about unique punishments, Tom. Unique punishments on 133353. Also on Facebook, though, Tom and Ollie, Steve's got involved. He said, when my son would not go to sleep or he was playing up, I would call my mate who would pretend to be Sergeant Mahoney or Marnie from the local police station. He would say that if he did not behave, he will have to come over in a police car to our house and him spend the night in the cell. And it never failed to get the kid to sleep. When he turned 18 years old, they revealed who Sergeant Mahoney was. Just a dude.
He wasn't Sergeant Pepper, was he?
No.
Okay, that's good. Hey, Laura.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. You received an extra, a unique punishment, I should say.
Yeah, so my little brother and I were notorious for running late to school nearly every day. And one morning, my dad, who had this really old, beat-up work ute, was really fed up with it and decided instead of just dropping us off at the gate like a normal parent, would drive straight through the gate into the school and drop us off right in the middle between the tech wing and the detention room.
Oh, God.
Yep. Highly embarrassing.
Yeah. That's like my mum at the auction, Tom, just making me drive her straight to the middle of the auction and get out in the middle of the road.
And did she give you a present at the auction as well, or was that just on air on the radio and now live on Facebook if you go watch the video?
No plugs at the auction, Tom. No B plugs at the auction, just on Facebook.
Hey, Liam.
How's it going?
Yeah, good, mate. What was your unique punishment?
My mate, while I was at basic training in the Army, But for some reason used bubble wrap as elbow pads.
Oh, okay.
And, one of the recruit trainers made him feed hay to the tribute horse mannequin in one of the barracks.
I'm so lost. No. We're so lost, Liam.
You're feeding hay to a what? What?
So a horse, like a stuffed horse head, essentially.
Yeah.
It was a tribute to... the cavalry, the light cavalry of the World War II and that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. No, you haven't got time for that exact story.
Just looking for a unique punishment.
Yeah, that was punishment enough.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. What's your unique punishment?
It wasn't me. It was my mum back in the day over in New Zealand. Her dad was in the army, and the local dairy owner caught her and her friend stealing lollies from the local dairy.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
So he
milk
was quite
bottles,
high.
Maybe.
Yeah, well, yeah, he was quite high up in the army. So he approached my granddad, and obviously, granddad approached the girls and all the rest of it, and made my mum wear a sign saying "I'm a thief," made out of cardboard around her neck for a whole week at school and after hours until she went to bed.
Oh, my.
That is scarring. Oh. That is potentially scarring, isn't it?
It was gold. She tried pulling on me and my sister, but, yeah, there's no chance of that.
That's what Game of Thrones was based on, wasn't it, when she walks down the street.
Shame.
Hi there. over a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got it.
You've gone out on the ads, it would have sounded like we'd said it.
Well, this is for Steve,
good
though.
To try that.
I put the effort in to get Sergeant Peppers, so why not play it?
That was from a call, like, what, 10 minutes ago?
Oh, shut up.
We'll jump into the pondering pond next with Deep Thought of the Week.
Want to try once more?
No, I'm done.
Okay.
You cut.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Big second hour of the show, Ollie.
It's time for that big second hour, Tom.
Oh, it's time for that big second hour.
Woof, woof.
Woof.
Couple of big dogs in the studio.
Oh, you're telling me, especially when it's Wacky Wednesday. Oh.
Hey,
there's
hey.
Still so much to come in the show.
Before like you move on, Tom, can I just say on Facebook, I've got one more punishment. Steve said, hey guys, when my 5-year-old kid and my 7-year-old kid fight, I make them walk around holding hands as a punishment. They absolutely hate it. So.
We'll also ask if you grew up in an orphanage tonight.
Hopefully get this music going during that chat to get the fun going.
Oh, yeah.
But who knows? Orphanages, that could be a real learning curve. Maybe they're a fun place to grow up.
Deep Thought of the Week.
Oh, yeah, you heard it. Jump on that phone now, baby. 1-3-3-5-3.
Don't say baby.
Why not?
Sounds weird.
Do you have a deep thought, baby? Do you have a deep thought that you need to broadcast nationally? 1-3-3-5-3. Supportive in here. Give us a call. Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
Sure.
Free falling. Tom Petty.
Your nickname,
no.
Tom Petty, isn't it?
No.
When you get stroppy, sometimes they call you Tom Petty.
Okay.
Without the talent.
It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping you're having a good, wacky Wednesday. Let's take our clothes off now.
Oh, wow.
And that's jump in the pondering pond.
Forward.
Deep Thought of the Week.
Oh, Tom, you've lost weight.
Thank you.
Been working out.
I have.
Bravo.
Doing 5x5 strong lifts in the gym.
Really? I did body pump.
If you've never heard this before, basically what happens is you join us in the pondering pond, which is a large, still body of water. You get naked.
Like a reservoir.
Yeah.
Some sections of the water are a bit still, and there's like a film of gunk on the top, but you just don't go in those parts.
Yeah, you don't.
Stay over this side.
And then you give us your deep thoughts when you're fully relaxed, when you're ready, at your own time.
In your own time?
Yep. I knew it as soon as I said it.
Come on, Tom, what you got? Start us off.
Again, these aren't just shower thoughts from Reddit.
No.
Someone will be that guy that dies an hour before we invent a form of immortality.
Deep Thought of the Week.
Want a bonus one as well?
Yeah, definitely.
Don't you dare. Sounds fine. But do not you dare. Sounds ridiculous.
Deep Thought of the Week.
And that was your thought, Tom.
So definitely not.
That's from your
Reddit, the internet.
No. All right, come on, Adam. Get naked in this pool, mate.
Right, I've got a really, really deep thought for you guys. I can relax.
Okay? That's good. In your own time.
Right. In a relationship,
but
the woman's always right. We all know that.
Oh, yeah, bloody the misso.
Right. And the man's always wrong. Right.
Bloody hell, yeah.
Oh, the misso.
So what happens?
Always taking ages to get ready, you know?
Yeah.
Jeez, so what's she doing there?
What happens when the man turns around and tells the woman she's right? Then is he right or wrong?
No, I'll give it to you.
Deep Thought of the Week.
Hang on, sorry. Adam, I'm guessing he's going to be wrong, isn't he?
Well, he just said that she's right, and she's always right.
Yeah, I was just playing a stereotype of, like, you know, man's always wrong.
Play along.
Come on.
Adam. Dan.
Yes.
Hello, Dan. How's the rig tonight? Feeling good in the pond?
Not bad, yeah. It's nice and warm.
Yeah. You working out recently, or are you a bit sloppy?
Yeah, a bit of both.
Yeah, okay. Take all types.
Yes. Now I'm just further to Adam's response. Adam's question, I think, that he might be referring to a T-shirt that I saw a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Which said that if a man says something and there's no woman around...
Have you got your own, Dan? Because we just heard Adam's.
No, it's different. This is different.
Is it?
Dan, is it the same or different?
It's different.
Okay.
If a man says something and there's no woman around to hear him, is he still wrong?
Yeah. Bloody brilliant.
Is it different?
Similar concepts.
Yeah. Similar concept, but it's not what I was calling about, but I can drop it right there if that's all.
Well,
we've dropped you right there, I think.
No, come on, Dan.
All right, well, my thought was that, it's pretty deep.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Good. Should start that one.
that was just a shallow thought, that one.
Yeah, okay, come on. Hurry up.
Yeah, global warming, they reckon it's man-made.
Yeah.
But humankind is part of nature, so it isn't global warming natural?
Deep thought of the week.
Get Dan a radio show.
Thank you.
It's good, Dan. It's true, though. Like, if I do say something in a forest and there's no woman there, you know, am I being heard? As a straight man.
Ollie, we do ask everyone who gets involved for Deep Thought of the Week to be naked in the pondering pond.
Yes, usually. And Tom, we do not bend the rules for anyone.
How about when it's Max who's 10 years old? Hey, Max.
Yeah, bend the rules.
I'll get naked.
No, don't get naked.
I mean, it's up to you, Max. No, it's your choice.
No, don't get naked. Max, you're my arch nemesis. How are you doing tonight, buddy?
How are you doing tonight?
Oh, good question.
Hufflepuff.
Okay. I'm doing good, thank you, Max. What is your deep thought for this week, mate?
All right, so when you clap, don't you just high-five yourself for something someone else has done?
Deep thought of the week.
Probably the best so far.
That original, Max? Did you read it somewhere?
It's original.
It's original, is it?
It's better than Tom's Reddit ones that he steals.
Okay.
Max, you know Tom steals the ones he reads out?
I've known it since I started listening to Deep Thought of the Week, which, by the way, is my favourite segment in this show.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Well, you're slowly winning me back, Max, so well done.
But you can tell Tom's a fraud, can't you?
Yeah.
I just want to be clear, we're all clothed.
Are you clothed?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, cool.
133353. Give us your deep thought of the week.
Bell's hating it.
Jump in the pondering pond with us. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
I'm freaking out.
Epic Faith No More. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We're going to ask how long you should keep your school uniform for pretty soon.
Big question, Tom. Yeah, it's a big question.
I'm not sure about that one.
I am personally facing this question this very week, today, in fact.
So. Wow.
Wacky Wednesday.
It's Wacky Wednesday indeed. And as it is Wacky Wednesday, we need to jump into the pondering pond for...
Deep Thought of the Week.
Can I do a Married at First Sight deep thought?
God.
If you are a parent watching your child, your child on Married at First Sight, and they're in a relationship, in a partnership, and they say to the partner, I love you, on camera, on the show.
Yeah.
Do you as a parent believe that it's real love?
Definitely not.
Deep thought of the week.
Cynical.
Taylor.
Hello.
Welcome to the Pondering Pond.
Hello, how are you guys?
Mate, so relaxed for Wacky Wednesday.
How good is it?
Oh, it's so good, Taylor. Are you a fan of Married at First Sight?
I am not.
Yeah, good.
I hate it.
Yeah, same.
Hey, what's your deep thought, Taylor?
So, guys,
why
is it that when you sit up and you sit down, the result is still exactly the same? You're still sitting.
So, but if I'm standing and I sit down...
No. Right. So, when you sit up, so you're lying down and you sit up, or you sit down from standing up...
Yeah.
You're still sitting, but why is it sitting up and sitting down? It's just like, you're still sitting.
We should just make it more dog-like and just say sit, shouldn't we?
Yeah, just sit.
Yeah, but you're going from down to up,
and from up to down.
Yeah, but like, why make it so complicated? Just sit.
Deep, deep thought of the week.
Amen, sister. Tom, sit down. Sit down.
Yes, sir. Sit down's it's better.
What do you mean?
Well, using up or down is better.
You like that?
Yeah, it's,
yeah, you're comfortable with that.
It's expressive. Sure. Tells you it's
Gavin on 133353, you got a deep thought?
Tells you exactly what you want.
Yeah, I do, fellas. How are you?
Whoa, Gavin, chill out,
good
man.
Good vibes from Gavin, but pretty disruptive for a still body of water.
You're making wandering waves here, mate. What's your deep thought?
Well, if we evolved from apes, how come we've still got apes?
Okay, that is a rudimentary understanding of evolution, my friend.
You get evolution, Gavin?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Okay. Sometimes it comes past me.
So why
he, he doesn't get it.
Why are you saying this?
Well, I've just seen Planet of the Apes and all sorts of things, and yeah. If we evolved from them, why have we still got them?
Why don't you answer your own question, Gavin? Go on, mate. Answer your own question.
Why do we still have apes, Gavin?
Well, because we didn't evolve from them.
No.
Not all of the apes. We evolved from some of the apes.
Some of the apes, just the attitudes of them.
Yeah.
No.
And their shenanigans.
That's right, Gavin.
No, I don't think. Still don't think Gavin
gets it. The film should be called Thought of the Week.
Planet of Some of the Apes.
I don't think Gavin gets it still.
I don't think he gets it.
No. There's a thing called a species. Hey, James.
G'day, boys.
Was that rude when we just laughed in Gavin's face?
That's all right. Laugh away.
Did you hear Gavin's deep thought, James?
No, I didn't. Sorry. No,
okay.
Let's go.
Don't
go on.
That's fine.
Yep.
Sorry, going on.
Yep,
my deep thought of the week.
Yep.
Does a person's name influence the person they become?
Oh, good question.
In other words,
yep.
If your names weren't Tom and Ollie,
yep.
Would you be on primetime breakfast radio?
If we had a better name.
Yeah.
What name should we have, James?
Philippe and Bravo.
Deep thought of the week.
I was going to say, if Tom was named, I don't know, at birth Rapunzel, would he have grown up more neurotic or less neurotic? I'd say more.
Agreed.
Yeah, because I feel like I'd been stuck inside a tower all day.
With long blonde hair.
Locked away.
And no man. Oh, what's new?
Have a good wacky Wednesday, James and partner.
It's my partner's birthday today, actually.
Oh.
So,
sing her a song.
She has red hair and her name is Amber.
Yeah, we don't care about that. Just sing her happy birthday on the radio.
Happy birthday to you.
He'll keep going for a while, hopefully.
Hopefully, he keeps singing for a while.
Yeah.
That's fun. Thanks for your deep thoughts. This is a double play now. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
I'm the man, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Snuck in there, didn't I, Tom?
Yeah, you did.
You know why? Because it's Wacky Wednesday. Ooh, you can't stop me. Hit it.
Hang on.
What are you doing?
I'm just
reading
reading
the paper?
No, we just played the Beatles, Get Back Before. And I just wanted to make sure we said that.
Okay, maybe just get it ready before the song ends.
Yeah,
that'd be great. Tom, on Facebook, one more deep thought for you. Mm. You want to hear it? From James, he said, if poison expires... Mm. Does it become more poisonous or less poisonous?
Yeah, nice.
Deep thought of the week.
It's good.
The answer, I do not know.
No, well, that's the point, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, it's a deep thought. It's usually philosophical and doesn't have an answer.
Normally, I answer them in my own head, at least.
Oh, yeah?
Because that's how my brain works.
Oh, yeah?
I'm a fixer. You just eat chips. Hey, Tom, speaking of Facebook, on our on the page, Tom and Ollie, there's a video up, which you can see, of me receiving a sex toy from my mother in a gift box. The video is, I mean, it's shocking. The whole experience was shocking.
Yeah.
A lot of comments on the video, though, saying, why would you smell it, Tom?
Yep.
So,
no, I was doing that for the camera.
Potentially a content warning required for that kind of gear, but why would you smell it? Yeah, okay, for the camera.
Doing it for the camera, mate.
Doing it for the camera.
Just doing it for the camera.
Yeah. And then, of course, John said, I'd rather use Ollie's mum's than wear Tom's shoes.
Got a new one. Got a new sound effect. You like that?
Okay, cool.
Just when we're talking about things online, we can do.
Okay, great.
Is that good? Do you like that?
It's great. That's really good, Tom. Well
Thanks,
done.
Mate.
What else you got? Just chips.
What's up next?
You just eat and press buttons on the show.
Yeah.
What's up next, Tom?
It's nights, mate.
How long?
Relax.
How long?
Everyone relax. It's Wacky Wednesday. I'm eating some chips.
Well, I can't just sit there and press buttons, buddy, can I? You just sit there and look at me pressing a button that says, like, that's good radio. It's embarrassing for you. How long should you keep your school uniform for? Huge question. If you have an answer, you have an answer. That's what's up next, Tom. You ask me.
Yeah.
That's up next. If you've got an answer for that question, give us a call.
Oh, really?
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Tom and Ollie, they've got questions. We understand if you do too.
What the hell is that?
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Here's a bloody question for you, Tom. How long should you keep your school uniform for? How long? I am faced.
Such a shit caller.
Mate, it's a problem that everyone goes through.
Mate, I'd be watching Sean McAuliffe's Mad as Hell rather than listening to this.
It's a good show. But, I mean, people, I want to know, just quickly, happy to, you know, nip it in the bud.
Yeah, totally.
But if you're an older gent, maybe you're 50, do you still have it? I want to know, 133353, because maybe you've still got the shirt that's got all the writing on it saying, hey, mate, hey, Dad's going to miss you. Have a good one. You suck. Love picking on you for 6 years. I don't know.
I don't care.
And if no one calls up, I'm fine with that. We'll move on. But I just think it's worth exploring and asking that question. How long should you keep your school uniform for? Because it's something we all go through.
Is it?
It's a rite of passage. And I feel like throwing it out is a hard thing to do.
Riveting Radio will be up next.
Riveting Radio?
Riveting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sounded like you said Riveting Radio.
Nah, give us a call, 133353. It's Tom and Ollie. It's Triple M Wacky Wednesday. Things don't seem Australian crawl. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Hope you're having a wacky Wednesday. Screw hump day. Wacky Wednesday. Boom. Boom. Come on, crash cymbal. Nah, it just fades out.
Nah, nothing there. But the week's getting over, Tom. We're smashing through it. And go us. And you know what I've been doing this week?
Yeah.
In fact, today I went to my mum's house. She sold the house.
Yeah.
You might have heard she bought a house whilst on a lot of relaxant drugs. Couldn't recall the bid she made. She was very relaxed, in her words, about the whole thing.
So relaxed that
despite
she gave you...
the day before being very nervous. Strange. But she has my uniform, that's my old blazer, and a white shirt, which has been signed by all the students.
Is that part of her sex toy collection that she's giving you, or what?
My uniform?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
Very separate, Tom.
Because you were given a sex toy.
I was re-gifted.
From your mum. And you can see the video on our Facebook or Instagram page, at Tom and Ollie with a Y.
It's the kind of toy you'd get into, Tom, isn't it? That's why you gave it a sniff. But look, the school uniform is a strange one because I know that I've got no use for it, but do I throw it out? I mean, it's a great question. Do you have yours, Tom? Do you still have yours, Tom?
This is so...
Tom, do you have yours still, your uniform?
Yes, I've still got my school uniform.
Still got your uniform, Tom?
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's at my parents' place.
You're going to get it out or wear it? Maybe your fetish,
nah.
Yours.
Kept some school shorts.
Did you?
Yeah, and then realized they're not good shorts.
I was about to say something rude then. Let's hear from Austin on 133353.
Do we need to?
We've got a full bank of calls.
No, we don't. We got four.
We had a lot of calls coming in. Bill couldn't handle it.
Can
Austin, what are you doing?
Hello, gentlemen.
Yeah, great, man. What do you think about the school uniform? Do you have to keep it or what?
I'm only 20. I've still got mine.
Both
of my parents, hopefully they're not listening, they're both 44, and they both have theirs.
Really?
From high school and primary school.
Yeah, see, it's one of those things where it's hard to throw out. Are they putting it on ever or what are they using it for?
Not that I know of.
No. They could be playing a bit of schoolboy, schoolgirl stuff.
They could be, but you never know.
Yeah. All right. Liam.
Oh, we're going more?
Well, mate, we've got four calls lined up in the queue. We're going to go to all of them. I guarantee it.
Thank God we've got AC/DC School Days playing behind us.
Oh, thank God we've got Tommy to press a button to really make our day.
Well, let's be honest. The calls aren't very good.
Liam, mate, this Austin was great, apart from when he didn't answer my question. Liam, uniforms from school, do you keep them?
Hey, boys, long-time listener, first-time caller.
You called for this?
Yeah, bravo.
You called for this, Liam? Yeah.
That's a good topic.
Yeah. Tom, you're right. This is shit.
Oh, Liam, I was so on your side before you said that.
Wait the tweet button more.
What?
Play the tweeting button more.
Are you freaking serious?
Ollie, come on. Yeah, you're better than this, mate.
Yeah. Play the sound, Tom. It's good. Good sound.
Go on, play the sound.
Can you work it out?
Got it.
Yay.
How good's that, Liam?
Yeah, it was awesome. Right,
no, good fun, Liam.
Go away. Rhonda on 13353, you want your uniform? You still got it?
Yep, I've still got it. I'm 55 and I've still got my uniform.
Bloody oath. Tom, you hear that from Rhonda? No, come on, no. Did you hear what Rhonda said?
Yes, I heard what Rhonda said. I can't give a...
Rhonda, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to keep wearing it?
I wish I could fit into it.
What is it about the uniform? Why do we keep it, do you think?
Well, it's at my mum's place, and she doesn't throw anything out.
Yeah.
So,
it's cute.
And the shirt, I've still got the shirt, you know, with it, all the writing all over it, and miss you, blah, blah. You never see those person again.
No, you just won't see them again. Well, reunions.
Oh, yeah, we've had them, but, I'd be loving to if I could fit into it again.
I'd love it too.
Wow, this is insane.
Let's hear from Chris on 13353. Chris, wrap it up for us. How long should you keep your school uniform for?
Well,
Chris?
I'm 26. I've still got my year 6 sports shirt with all the signatures.
Yeah. So it's great.
I might throw it out when I move out, but...
Oh, that's brave. That's brave of you.
Then again, I've still got all my school books too, so that's something to throw.
Keep them all, keep them all. It's hard to throw them out. And you're trying to forget just where you've been. You find a judge on your go in. Good stuff.
Is that it?
Yeah. I mean, are you still here? I didn't know you were here.
Yeah.
I thought you'd gone home.
Doing more work than you are.
Going to do a poo or something.
Oh.
In true Tom style. Bugger off for number two.
All right.
Start texting.
Oh, okay.
Go on the apps.
Okay.
Tinder.
All right. Thanks.
Plenty of fish in the sea.
Thanks for your great call, mate.
It was
really fun. Was good. Up next, did you grow up in an orphanage? Whew, that's a big change. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Hitching a Ride, Green Day. I hope you're having a good Wacky Wednesday. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We'll get into Naughty After Nine soon. Naughty After Nine. Cool. We'll ask, are you 24/7? You're Randy.
Hey, it's 10 to 9. Just say
Randy,
the words.
Are you Randy 24/7?
Are you horny 24/7? Is that a personal story, Tom?
Nope. Got it off Reddit.
Brilliant. What an image of Tom we've seen tonight.
13353. Here's what I want to explore right now. Have you grown up in an orphanage? It's not something you hear about these days, is it? You know, back in the day, you heard about it all the time. You know, back in the day, like Oliver Day. Yeah, Oliver Twist.
Oliver Twist, yeah, that's my first thought. I was named after him, by the way. It's an old school thing. It's a Charles Dickens thing, isn't it?
It is.
It's old world, 18th, industrial revolution, 18th century.
Is that when it was?
That's when all that stuff happened, yeah. Yeah, but I mean, these days, there are still kids out there who don't have parents. It happens.
Yeah.
So, you know, do they exist?
I don't know. We have questions. 13353. If you grew up in an orphanage, we want to hear from you. Or is it a simple case that most people get snapped up by foster care these days? Because we have so many foster families that are willing to take on these extra special kids.
Could be, yeah. Plenty of parents maybe can't conceive now, so there's no need for orphanages. Mm. But I would still think there must be a scenario where kids are having to at least hang about for a bit to find a loving couple.
If you're someone you know who's...
Or a loving sink or dink.
What do they stand for again, Ollie?
Single income, no kids.
Mm-hmm.
Or a double income, no kids.
Yep.
You're a sink, obviously. Would you adopt?
Yeah.
You would?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a real question, actually.
Yeah.
As a gay guy, adoption is probably one of two options.
What's the second?
Oh, I don't know. You tell me.
Surrogacy.
Yeah. Is that the...
Yeah. Yeah, you can artificially get stuff done.
Good father. You'd be great. You should do it, man. Sounds like you're really keen on it.
Yeah. It's
okay. You love kids.
I love them.
Yeah, you can get a thing with a tube and a baby and stuff comes out. It's good.
13353, have you grown up in an orphanage or do you know someone that has? Give us a call. It's Tom and Ollie. It's Triple M. Boom, crash, opera, Dancing in the Storm. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Not long now till Naughty After Nine. We're asking the question on 133353. Did you grow up in an orphanage?
Oh, sorry, before you get to the serious stuff, Tom, just quickly on Instagram, Mr. Nikolovsky messaged us, Tom and Ollie, and he said, why, I'll quote him, why the show is called Tom and Ollie and not Ollie and Tom? Smiley face. Question mark.
Because Ollie and Tom doesn't fly off.
No, he's saying that Ollie is the superior performer. Therefore, why am I not at the front of the listing?
Mm.
Eh? You tell me. You tell me.
Eh?
Tell me and Mr. Nikolovsky.
This is a team, mate.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's a team. And it doesn't matter whose name is at the front. You know, we all just work together.
Yeah.
And we all just make sure that we have a really nice time.
Should the guy at the front be yawning during the segments?
Okay. I think 133353, did you grow up in an orphanage? Em, good evening.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Welcome to Wacky Wednesday. Did you grow up in an orphanage?
Not an orphanage, okay. But a foster home.
Okay, great.
What's the difference?
A little bit of difference. A huge amount of difference, really.
Mm.
But I grew up in a special foster home, so it was the one family.
So it can be one family. Can there be larger foster homes where a bunch of kids are there like an orphanage?
Oh, hell yeah. But I have a different case where I was put in a foster home when I was about 2.5, 3.
Yeah.
And stayed with them. So okay. My mother gave me up.
Yeah. Okay.
So are orphanages still a thing?
I'm not too sure. I believe it probably got eradicated because of the church, maybe. I don't really want to say that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, sure.
But, allegedly. Yeah, I was actually born in a hospital that was run by a nunnery.
Oh, yeah.
And it was mainly for kids of single mothers and kids of Aboriginal fathers or mothers. So.
Right. And is this a tough thing for you to talk about these days, Em? Or you're 32 now, or is it kind of just part of your upbringing?
It's part of me, and yeah. I would never actually wish it upon anyone.
Mm.
Because you do have that detachment,
mm-hmm.
and I'm very easily able to cut people out of my life if they're not healthy or whichever, and yeah. just not even blink at them again.
Yeah,
because you're sort of built to be resilient and a bit of a sole trader, aren't you?
Oh, exactly. And do not lie to me. Like we are very. I think this is actually a real common thing with foster kids, especially the ones that I've spoken to. We can handle the truth straight up,
yeah.
but if you lie to us, yeah. we feel betrayed.
And was it from the get go? Did you know that you were in a foster family, or was that revealed later on at some point?
Well, this is an even more difficult situation, I should say.
Okay.
I found out from overhearing when I was about 4 or 5.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
And. Yeah, I asked about it, and I was lied to.
Oh, okay. Far out, Em.
Yeah.
It's like the typical situation that you'd see in a sketch comedy show or something. Am I adopted? It was like literally that situation.
Precisely, dude.
Far
precisely.
Out.
Absolutely.
So were you told
precise.
Later on? When were you told?
Yeah, I was told about when I was in year 6. And the funny thing was that I was taken out shopping that day and, you know, I was like, oh, this is cool. And they were like, oh, we'll buy it for you. And I'm like, I'm just saying it's cool.
They
I don't actually
up,
want
they?
It. Oh, butted me up so hard.
But are you still close to your foster parents?
I'm actually more closer to my foster dad now.
Yeah.
I actually knew my real mother actually growing up the whole time. Like I'd see her probably about once or twice a year.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, but she acted as my auntie.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Oh, I know, right?
Oh,
I know.
God, mate.
I know.
Well, you're a strong woman, and I can't believe...
We haven't lied to you once, Em.
Yeah, we haven't lied.
We haven't lied
no,
once.
I...
Don't cut
Look,
us out.
I listen to you guys a fair bit,
yeah.
and yeah, no.
Okay.
You guys
thanks,
are pretty
mate.
Cool.
Okay. Thanks, mate. You're a bloody legend, and thank you for sharing as well. Some tough stuff there. We're asking 133353. If you grew up in an orphanage, hey Andrew.
Hey boys, how you doing?
You've had this situation. You grew up in an orphanage.
I did, yeah, a long time ago. But yeah, in the well,
I guess, the usual story for people in this situation. I've sort of had some abuse and neglect in my background, put into an orphanage. For me, it was my life, and so it was cool. I had 100 other friends.
Yeah. Wow, so there was about 100 other kids in the
yeah,
in
absolutely.
The... Whoa.
What era are you talking?
We're talking in the 70s, early 70s.
Right. Okay, and how old until you stopped living at the orphanage?
So I was 2.5 when I was removed from my family.
Yeah.
And then I went to this place until I was about 10.5, and then I got a full-time foster family. Wow. And then I grew up, and my family and my surname is their name, and all, you know, happy families. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
And then I, through a series of circumstances, I got a job where I was actually helping to close down the last institution in New South Wales.
Whoa!
So they've been closed down now, have they?
Yeah, they have, in the early to mid-90s.
And why is that? Why have we closed down orphanages?
Institutional care. You know, kids don't grow up, you know, being institutionalized. It's about sort of how can you grow up in a family situation.
Yeah, okay. So there's enough parents out there, or, you know, willing adopters to look after all the demand?
No, there's not really.
Right.
Okay. No. I worked in the child welfare sector for about 15 years.
Yeah.
And I saw all sorts of scenarios. And look, you know, there's not enough foster carers. There are lots of homes, but they're the smaller homes. They're not big institutions. They're homes where they can have up to 6 kids live with staff on shift.
Right. Well, Andrew, there's heaps more we can talk about with this. We might keep your number and revisit it maybe tomorrow night, because I've got a whole bunch of questions about emergency foster care and those types of situations with what happens with kids when they, I don't know, come into hospital or whatever and need to leave their parents for some kind of matter. So we might give you a call tomorrow night.
Yeah, that'd be cool, boys. Yeah,
awesome. Right. Thanks, Andrew. Thank you for sharing. Oh, it's deep stuff, especially when you're getting to this emergency side of stuff that I've heard about, Ollie. It's very interesting stuff. So we'll pick up where we left off tomorrow night. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple R.
Got to get naughty, mate.
Yeah, I was about to say Triple After M.
Wrong station.
It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M, That's Naughty it. After 9 up next.
Yeah, got it, mate.
Professional broadcaster.